This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. The 2012 Purdue Jazz Festival kicks off tomorrow. It features headliner concerts, jazz jams, competitions, workshops, and much more. This year, Purdue Convocation's contribution is 21st Century Dizzy, Danilo Perez and friends. Joining me to talk about the concert is Todd Wetzel, Director of Convocations. Thanks so much for coming in.
A pleasure.
Now, Danilo Perez is an award-winning jazz pianist, and for those who aren't familiar so much with his music, talk a little bit about what he features.
Danilo has been here in several occasions before, and so we are honored to have him back. He was born in Panama in 1965, grew up in an incredibly musical household, played percussion very early on. And so when he transitioned to piano, he began learning both the sort of folkloric music of Panama, so those really amazing rhythms where the clave beat is mixed into everything. And at the same time, he also began studying classical piano. So he's a person who has prodigious technique. He's technically gifted, of course, that goes without saying, but he has the sensibility of the percussionist woven into what he does. And so part of his sort of signature is that he's able to take these traditional and folkloric rhythms from across the Caribbean and Central America, the things that we think of as when we think of Latin jazz, and he has been able to innovate significantly within those. So he's an amazing pianist, incredibly lyrical, but yet has this brilliant and supple command of rhythm and is really able to manipulate it in really surprising and beautiful ways.
And so it's 21st Century Dizzy Gillespie.
Absolutely. How can you deny the influence of Dizzy Gillespie when you think of Latin American jazz? So Dizzy in the 50s and 60s really began to experiment with Afro-Cuban forms, and he had several members of his band that really helped create arrangements that pushed him in this direction. Later, Dizzy, as really a wonderful humanitarian, formed the group the United Nations Orchestra. And it is in this big band, an all-star band, if you will, led by the great Dizzy Gillespie, Danilo Perez became the youngest member of this band when he joined as the pianist. So from a very early period, Danilo played with Dizzy, and so it was a very formative experience for him. And so it's from there that Danilo's career really took off because he had this platform and visibility. And so this project, 21st Century Dizzy, is Danilo's way of honoring the platform that Dizzy created and from which he leapt. And so he has now built his own all-star band, if you will, and is bringing it to Purdue. It's a sensational group, and he is going to be looking at the music of Dizzy and the music that Dizzy inspired, and then transforming it again into this new way to think about it. It's a repertory band in a sense, in that they're honoring and looking back at the music, but it is not caught in the past. It's really looking forward and transforming the music still further and looking at it in a fresh way today.
That says a lot that a very young musician is taken under the wing, so to speak, of Dizzy Gillespie.
Absolutely.
That's a testament for his talents.
You can't listen to Danilo and not experience the deep sort of spiritual and rhythmic core of this man. He's an incredibly generous person. And so in that sense, he and Dizzy had a lot in common.
And preceding the concert, there's a unique event that people have an opportunity to go to. We'll talk about that.
That's right. Don Siebold, WBA's host of Inside Jazz, will be leading a pre-show talk looking at Danilo's music. Danilo has, as I mentioned, has been here several times with really fascinating projects. And so we're going to be looking at the sort of overview of Danilo's work and getting a sense of what his contributions have been, because he in his own right is a Grammy-nominated artist, has won several Grammys. His most recent album, Providencia, was also Grammy-nominated. He's routinely at the top of the list. So it makes great sense that Don can lead us on a tour of what Danilo has done, both with Dizzy, seeing that connection, and at the same time, where he has gone since. And that will really help point the direction to how you understand what a 21st century perspective on Dizzy might be.
The discussion with Don Siebold is Friday at 7 in Purdue's Stewart Center, room 318. That's at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, it's 21st Century Dizzy, Danilo Perez and friends in Loeb Playhouse, same building, both in Stewart Center. You can get ticket information at convocations.org. And is the discussion also a ticketed event, Todd?
It is free. So even if you aren't able to come to the concert, you're welcome to come by.
Convocations.org for information about the Friday night events. If you want to learn more about the 2012 Purdue Jazz Festival, the website is purdue.edu/bands. Todd Wetzel, Director of Purdue Convocations, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.